It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams. One stop to go to find out what's going on in our area, ruralintelligence.com. We cover just a tiny bit, highlight some things that are going on in the area. But if you go to ruralintelligence.com, they also have right there as you get there an incredible chronological calendar of coming events. Mark, nice to have you back again.
It's lovely to be back. Thank you very much indeed. And we've got really a mixed election this week. Some really interesting items going on. So,
all right, we will start off on Tuesday, April the 16th in Stockbridge. A to Z from the American Songbook and the Armenian Songs to Jazz.
Yes. This is lovely. If you live in and around Stockbridge, this is an organization that you might want to think about joining. It's called the Tuesday Club. And on Tuesdays, they have all sorts of interesting entertainment of one sort or another, meetings. And on Tuesday, April the 16th, they're having their annual fundraiser. And I thought I might mention it because for two reasons. One, if you're in the area, it's worthwhile getting to know about the Tuesday Club. But secondly, also, they are bringing in a couple of really wonderful musicians, Armin Donlian and the bassist, Dave Clark. Or David Clark, I guess, who are going to be performing this wide-ranging program of jazz and standards from the sort of Great American Songbook. But then they're having some of these 18th century Armenian songs and all sorts of their own original compositions as well. So it's an opportunity to enjoy a relaxed afternoon, meet some of your fellow neighbors, as it were, in the Stockbridge area, support this Tuesday Club, and have an enjoyable afternoon. So it starts at 4 o'clock in the First Congregational Church in Stockbridge, and that's obviously on Tuesday, April the 16th.
Well, here's something to compete with that on the 16th in Rhinebeck. Let's go to Oblong Books.
Yes, well, I thought I'd better mention this because April is National Poetry Month, and Oblong Books are participating by bringing in Gerard Malanga, who will be in the Rhinebeck Oblong Books and Music, and he will be reading a selection of his poetry. Now, Gerard is really well known because he's one of the founding pillars of the Andy Warhol factory, and he featured in several of Andy's films, and he collaborated with him on his screen test project, which you may remember. He was also a member of the Exploding Plastic Inevitable, which a lot of Andy Warhol fans will remember. And he also was one of the, with Andy, he was one of the co-founders of Interview magazine. So he's had an incredibly interesting life. He's going to be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck on Tuesday, April the 16th. So do think about going and celebrating National Poetry Month with him. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Williamstown, Massachusetts on the 16th at 7:30 in the evening. How about a conversation with Howard Dean?
Yes, I saw this, and I think a lot of people will be interested because the elections in 2020 are going to be absolutely key. And Williams College have brought in Howard Dean to talk about that with the associate professor, Justin Crow, who's up there at Williams College. Obviously, most of our listeners will know who Howard Dean is. I mean, he not only was he a doctor author, but of course he served as the governor of Vermont from 1991 to 2003, and he was the chair of the Democratic National Committee from 2005 to 2009, and he spectacularly ended his bid for the presidency with which was a shame in some respects because he was a very interesting candidate. Anyway, he is going to be there at Williams College on Tuesday, April the 16th at 7:30. And if you want to sort of low down on what's happening in this enormous field of candidates from the Democratic Party, probably he's one of the best people to run you through it.
We'll move to Wednesday, the 17th in Salisbury, another author talk.
Yeah, the White Hart Inn has a series of really quite interesting author talks, and I mentioned some of them from time to time. And this one is, they brought in Mary Norris. She's just published a new book. I'll talk about that in a second. A lot of people will know her because she published the New York Times bestseller, which was called Between You and Me. And the reason that she did this, it was a sort of talk about a book about her time in as the New Yorker's in the New Yorker's copy department, where she really decided what the punctuation was and the wording was in so many stories. And it was a really irreverent tale and great fun, and a lot of people will remember. She's now back with a new book, which is called Greek to Me. And it's about her love of all things Greek. So she will be there at the White Hart Inn, so you can get a nice drink whilst you're listening to her, in Salisbury at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, April the 17th.
We will move to Lenox, Massachusetts on April 18th, and actually running through May 5th, our good friends at Shakespeare and Company.
Well, yes, Shakespeare and Company have opened up one of their theatres to the WHAM organization, and we've been big supporters of WHAM, and they're presenting a world premiere by Anne Underland, and it's called Lady Randy, and it's actually a fascinating story. It is based on a true story. It's a sort of a dizzying romp, they call it, through the life of Jenny Jerome. She's the American heiress who married an English lord, Churchill, and they gave birth to Winston Churchill. So it's an absolutely fascinating story. I gather she was quite a character. So they've made a play about it. It starts on Thursday, April the 18th, and runs, as you say, through May the 5th. So you'll have to go to the WHAM Theatre website to check up on all the times, and it's actually being held at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox as well. So check that out. I think it will be a great fun story.
On the 18th, that is Thursday the 18th, we go to Litchfield, and we've got some gardening to talk about.
Yeah, the Litchfield Garden Club is really trying to open up their organization, and they're having an open conservation meeting. And they brought in Larry Wiener, who's a landscape designer. And the whole idea is that he's going to talk and answer questions about and develop a discussion about a garden revolution and how you can how our gardens can be a source of environmental change. And I think that America generally has been somewhat behind a lot of other communities, certainly in Europe and whatever, and seeing how they can tackle all the problems regarding conservation and all that type of thing and environmental change. So that's going to be at the Litchfield Community Center at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, April the 18th. So do check that out.
And right now we go to some talks at Vassar.
There are two talks at Vassar on April the 18th. Both at the same time. And frankly, you can't go to both, but each of them will be very interesting from a different perspective. So I thought I'd mention them both, and it's worthwhile a trip down to Poughkeepsie and to Vassar. So they're both at 5:30. The first one is with the historian and Roosevelt scholar David Woolner, and he will be talking about his recently published book, which is called The Last 100 Days, FDR at War and Peace. And he's really going to be talking, he's going to be drawing on a whole lot of material from his book, reflecting on how FDR was dying, and he used almost every ounce of his diminished energy to pursue what mattered to him most, which was setting the world on a path to peace. So really interesting in comparison with what's going on at the moment and how, you know, bringing America was bringing the world together in a very interesting way. So that's at 5:30 on one side of the campus. And then at 5:30 on the other side of the campus at Vassar, they have a very interesting and sort of almost related situation, because they've got Tomiko West is going to be in conversation with Canon Hersey. Now, Tomiko is a Hiroshima survivor, and she's also a former Vassar professor, and she's going to be talking about her story as a Hiroshima survivor with Canon, who is an artist, he's an organizer, he's an educator, but more importantly, he is the grandson of John Hersey, who was the author of a book, Hiroshima, all about the incident. And recently, Canon actually, by the way, has been working as a producer, writer, in fact, the host as well, for three 50-minute programs on Hiroshima, which is being made with NHK Broadcasting from Japan. And it's actually called Hiroshima Revealed. So this will be a really interesting talk to really put history in perspective as well. So both at VASA, they're both at 5:30 on April the 18th. You can click through from Rural Intelligence to find out more details on both and check out which one you'd like to go to. But it sounds both of them are really, really interesting.
Well, we'll just go a little bit away from Poughkeepsie. We'll go to Rhinecliff on Thursday the 18th at 6:30 in the evening for Unusual Edibles.
Well, yeah, I love this. We're getting, in a few weeks' time, we'll be picking our mushrooms from the gardens and the backyard here. The Morton Memorial Library in Rhinecliff is, as you say, having this talk, which is called Unusual Edibles for the Backyard Gardener, and they're bringing in Alison Levy and Scott Serrano of Hortus Conclusus, they are really experts, and they're going to share sort of all sorts of practical tips on how to plant your home, your gardens with really wonderful fruits and nuts and all this type of thing. So really make the garden really useful. And that's at the Morton Memorial Library at 6:30 on Thursday, April the 18th.
We'll go to Roxbury, Connecticut on the 18th at 7 o'clock for some Chinese medicine.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Chinese medicine is that there are a whole lot of things that it treats which really Western medicine sometimes fails to do. And the Minor Memorial Library is bringing in Jampa Stewart, who is a licensed and board-certified acupuncturist as well as an author. And he's going to be talking about traditional Chinese medicines, including obviously acupuncture, but herbal medicine and diet and nutrition and therapeutic exercises and stress management and also as well as medical massages and all this type of thing. Really to try and talk to those people who maybe have health problems that Western medicine really is yet to be effective about. So particularly, he's really interested in some chronic health conditions, one way or another. So I thought that people would find that really interesting. That's at the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury on Thursday the 18th, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening.
On the 19th, we'll go to Red Hook, New York, and hey, sound the trumpet.
Yeah, this is good fun. Bard have, I think, had a series of three or four of these. Trumpeters have been in town, and this one sounds really great fun on Friday evening. So the whole idea, they've brought in the trumpeter Linda Brisendo and a quattro virtuoso, Jorge Glem. And they're joining Etienne Charles to examine African, Native, South American, and European influences on modern music in Venezuela. And there are all sorts of ways where the music has been affected. And it's just great fun, merengue, and really lively music one way and another. So I think it will be a lovely concert. That's on Friday evening at Bard College. It starts at 7:30 in the evening.
Now, Saturday, April 20th through May the 12th, this is a hidden gem in our area that's hidden to people that don't know it, and that is Bartholomew's Cobble, and they begin their spring wildfire walks.
Yeah, this is every Saturday and Sunday. They are really keeping people entertained, and I think it's the sort of thing you can go back to several times. So the whole idea is that every Saturday and Sunday through May the 12th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, visitors are able to walk this. It's only a quarter of a mile trail, which is called the Ledges Trail. But the whole idea is that the walk is going to be led by expert wildflower guides, and each walk will obviously be really different because, first of all, there will be a new guide, but secondly, the flowers each week really change quite dramatically. So what's in bloom in the first week will obviously be well and truly gone by the fourth week, and you'll have been able to see all sorts of different flowers as well. So it's really interesting. It's a lovely way of getting out and enjoying the outside weather. The walks only last for about an hour or so, so you can stop along the trail and admire some of the flowers close up and really get an interesting and unusual perspective on it. And it's, as you say, it's a hidden gem to go to Bartholomew's Cobble as well. So that's Saturdays and Sundays through starting on the 20th, which is 420, which is a number which is famous in America. And that will be going through May the 12th. And it's all in Sheffield at Bartholomew's Cobble.
Well, on the 20th, let's go to Great Barrington because Berkshire Grown has their indoor farmers market.
Yeah, I think this must be one of the last indoor farmers markets, and we should really take advantage of it. And it's all at Monument Valley Middle School there in Great Barrington. Starts at 10 o'clock, and it's your opportunity to shop for sort of all sorts of locally grown and produced foods and gifts, all sorts of fruits, vegetables, cheeses, meats, breads. There's live music every week, every time they do it. There'll be lots of lunch possibilities as well. You can grab some lunch there. Take the children because there'll be lots of activities for the children. And so definitely enjoy that. That's Saturday, April the 20th at Monument Valley Middle School. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It only runs till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's your opportunity to support local farmers.
Also on that Saturday in Washington, Connecticut at 1 o'clock, the Wild Wolves of North America.
Well, I in the last few months, I discovered the Institute for American Indian Studies, and I haven't, so I've really been celebrating and watching what they've got on. This looked like an absolutely fascinating program on Saturday afternoon. It's really celebrating Earth Day, but they're talking about wolf conservation. And the heritage that Native Americans share with wolves as well. So it will be. It sounds really fascinating. They've got representatives from the Wolf Conservation Center in South Salem, New York, and they're going to be talking about obviously the wolves and covering their history, their ecology, the biology of wolves, as well as a whole series of the current challenges facing wolf recovery in the U.S. I think it will be absolutely fascinating. It's at the Institute for American Indian Studies in Washington. It starts at 1 o'clock, and as I say, it's on Saturday, April the 20th.
All right, now we're going to talk about a couple of movies coming up here. The first one, At the Mahawi, and I don't know if people realize it, the 40th anniversary, yes, the 40th anniversary of Monty Python's The Life of Brian.
Yeah, I'm sure you can probably quote virtually every line
from every Monty Python show, film, new record, you name it.
Yeah, I loved it that the Mahawi were bringing this back, actually. And that's both on Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st at the Mahawi. I think it's at 7 o'clock on both evenings. I'm not sure I really have to say very much about Monty Python's The Life of Brian, except to say that it was... a really 33 AD in Judea was an exasperating time for the Romans one way or another. and in this particular film, they chose the wrong Messiah, if I could say that one way or another. And it is hilarious. And I think that you can say that this film forever changed our view of the Bible one way or another, really. But it's a lovely film. As I say, that's the Mahawi. But also on that evening, another organization which we're really loving down at Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield, the Boondocks Film Society, is having a showing of Mallrats. And the Boondocks Film Society doesn't just have a showing of a film. It puts on a whole dinner. It brings in music. It has a poster of the event. It makes it into a happening. And the Mallrats was actually published or first came out in 1995, and it stars Jason Lee, Ben Affleck, and Shannon Doherty. It's a hilarious film. It's really, they try and find these really unusual sort of fun films. And this looks, it fits perfectly into that particular genre. And that's at the Racebrook Lodge, 7 o'clock on Saturday, April the 20th as well.
And let's bring in someone that I really like a lot, and that's in Dalton on the 20th, Livingston Taylor.
Yeah, I guess this is, it's an amazing family, isn't it? I mean, obviously James Taylor, but then his Kate and Hugh and Alex Taylors. I mean, and then Livingston Taylor. And I guess Livingston really picked up his first guitar and was playing, you know, really as a young boy. Anyway, he's had a 50-year career in music, rather like his brother. Or his probably slightly more famous brother, but he's coming up to the stationery factory in Dalton on Saturday evening, and he's playing a lot of his own songs, as well as other songs that we all know as well. So it will be a lovely concert. That's the stationery, and by the way, the stationery factory has put in some really state-of-the-art facilities for concerts. So it's really an enjoyable evening up there in Dalton. The concert starts at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Stationery Factory in Dalton.
All right, and we will wrap things up in Great Barrington, the South Berkshire Concerts.
Yeah, Bard College at Simon's Rock has put on some great concerts. And this is... they're bringing in pianist Fai Fai Dong. Now, she's the winner of the Concert Artist Guild competition. She was one of the top finalists at the 14th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition that was recently. And she's going to be at Simon's Rock, or Bard's College at Simon's Rock, at 3 o'clock on Sunday the 21st, performing pieces by Mozart, Brahms, and Chopin. So a lovely afternoon to relax to on a Sunday and to end the week.
And that will end our show for today. Nice to have you back in the States again, Mark, and we'll speak to you again next weekend.
Lovely to be back. Thanks very much, Marshall.